Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name. And certainly, you should be and you will be true to yourself if you're true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You see, you won't be lying to yourselves and you won't be lying to others. Yes, you do have to be true to the Most High. Praise and bless his name. My name is Yom Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. a study show where you are courted all the opportunities to study Yah in its complete detail, leaving no stone and a leaf unturned while crossing every T and dotting every I. Why, what should you ask? But look at the universe at large. Look what's going on. Don't you see what's going on? That's enough reason why to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Wouldn't you think so? I would think so. The way universal white race supremacy is being overbearing and enlarging itself. The way we are content and complacent with being walking dead Negroes and Negresses and not standing up as elders, some of us in the gaps, to lead their nation as should be, while following our youth, whereas our youth should be following us. But if you don't have anything to share and you've not gained the respect and trust in your nation because you're not exercising that or exhibiting it, those characteristics, I guess our youth won't be following you anywhere, especially when you got old fools out here trying to be young people. You're not young anymore, people. You're not in Kansas anymore. You see, your nation needs you. It is always needed as elders to step up to the gap, to step up to the plate. As I said, our youth are simply that. They don't have the experience or the observation that you've had the opportunity. They don't know what they're looking for, but you all know what you're looking for. You all have studied the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You all know your place in the scheme of things, and you must be true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Thus, you will be true to yourself and your people. It's just that simple, because it's based upon knowing what the Most High requires of you. You will see in these studies that we go to intricate detail to explain things to you. One thing, and I'm jumping to putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. The next chapter we're about to study after today is a chapter that's very urgently needed because a lot of us are running around talking about, I'm anointed. Praise, bless God. I'm anointed and blessed. Now, you may be blessed, but you certainly ain't anointed because there's procedures to that anointment process. Very intricate and detailed. But we won't get into it today. That's why these studies are urgently needed, because you need to know your fundamentals. Stop saying things just because you heard somebody else say it, and are doing things just because you saw someone else do it. That don't make it right, people. What makes it right is being true to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, thus being true to oneself and one another. It's just that simple. And we try to show you love in our studies because we know why we are what we are, what we have been reduced to. Just saying things and doing things is not authorized to do according to Yah. It's not acceptable, people. It's not acceptable praise to Yah, and he won't accept it. It's just that simple. You have to be fundamentally correct when it comes to praising the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Not only in your praise, your actions also must be indicative of that. You can talk all day long about how much you love Yah, but if your actions are not reflective of that love, it's highly questionable. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. But I do have two people who not only lift service, give service to Yah, but their actions are indicative of their love for Yah. They can't stand no wrong. What did I say? I said they can't stay in no wrong. We cannot stay in no wrong. When you fall, you get off your behind and you get up and you keep booking. You keep booking according to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And thus stay on the course. See, our elders need to know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. Thus you can be true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You can be true to your nation. Because if you're true to Yah, you can't help but to be true to yourself and your brothers and sisters. It's just that simple. As I indicated, Katrion, Sister Abiyah, they're true to the Most High. They don't sit to run around beating their chest. Oh, I love Yah. I'm something special. Oh, I love so much. Love. But your actions are not indicative of that. Your actions must be indicative of your love for the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and your brothers and sisters as yourself. And if it's not indicative of that, that love is highly questionable. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Just don't talk about it. Be about it. Bless and praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. May the Most High bless you too. And so I was making reference to Sister Aviyah in New York City and Brother Cartier of New York City. They don't simply talk their love, they walk their love, just like you should be doing. And what do I know about them? Just like what I just said before. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters, that's themselves. They're not seeking no special place unless we all get a special place. They're not seeking any special accolades. They're not seeking your money out your pocket. Because they don't get a dime for this show, and they're happy with that. And you know why they're happy? Because they love Yah. And they love you. And believe you me, their actions are indicative of that love. They don't simply talk about it. They be about it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. So Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. And all praises and glory to Yah. I hope everybody's feeling blessed and feeling great and ready to go. If you're not, you should be, because Yah has given us another day. You're breathing. So shalom.
Shalom. So it's good to hear your voice, Sister Abby, huh?
Oh, Brother Cartier. It's good to hear your voice. Same to you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you very much. Brother Cartier. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot, brother. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless Yah, my soul, and all that's within you. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, family? Good to hear your voice.
Doing okay, brother. Good to hear yours, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Good to get into the state of the Most High.
And, we got to get rid of all those lies so we can be true to ourselves, right?
Exactly.
Got to find truth. And when you find truth, that makes you dedicated to the Most High. Because that's the only way to go, for real, from what we say.
Exactly.
What we know.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Katrina. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Well, Katrina, Sister Abiyah, do either one of you have any more comments or commentaries before we proceed on and these wonderful studies of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub?
No, you not mentioned, I.
Yeah, you mentioned, do we know what's going on? I got a glimpse of the news, and I see that the Holy Land, the Middle East, they call it, is intensifying. And these politicians here, they're getting busted left and right, which means
exactly.
The Most High is bringing judgment down like he never did before. Because these
exactly.
people used to hide this kind of stuff. But
right.
now, seems like the earth is really on edge. And you better get popping and get to understanding what the message is for the Most High.
Praise Yah. You're certainly correct. You're certainly correct. Let's be fundamentally correct. And that's another important reason why we do these studies. To be correct. To be correct. So if you would, thank you, Katrina. Thank you, Sosabia. If you would, please turn with us to chapter 29 of Shemot. Some of you call it the Exodus. That is not the correct name.
Wait a minute, brother. Aren't you on?
Yes.
What happened to
28?
Oh, yeah. I'm on 28. I stand corrected. So I was studying in 29. You show right. All right. 28, everybody. 28, correction. Situational correction. 28, the garments for the priesthood. You can't go in there with jeans and t-shirts on, okay? Or go in there any kind of way you want to wear. Now, if you got a little altar in your backyard, that's not the right place anyway. And there's procedures of protocol in order to worship the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and certain garments that you must wear. Like I said, you can't wear a white t-shirt and some linen shoes, and linen slacks and some enclosed shoes on. So let's get things fundamentally correct, okay? Because y'all not playing with any Tom, Dick, and Harry yet, okay? Y'all not dealing with no politicians. He don't care about how you feel it. He's not trying to gain your vote. Y'all got procedures and protocol, and you must honor and respect it, just like these ancient ones are about to do. They're giving the prescription, the codification, the fundamentals, and that's what y'all does all the time. You don't have to second guess anything. You don't have to figure anything out. There's a place and time for everything as far as y'all is concerned. Chapter 28. It's called...
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Before you go into the chapter, because again, they talk about the selection of the priesthood and the garments that the children of Israel had to make. We read about their skills in making that tabernacle. Now we're about to read about their skills in making this high priest garment and the priest garment, because the high priest garment was different from the priest garment. And you're going to see the distinction and the details based on the description that the Most High gave to Moshe.
Exactly. Fundamentally correct. A course correction. If you're doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, where you want to do it, howsoever you want to do it, you need a course correction. You can't do that, brothers and sisters. Try as you may to please the Elohim doing what you want to do, it won't work for you.
Now, and there's one more important factor in this.
Go ahead, Katrin. Go ahead.
The priesthood came from one man and his son, which means that he had a wife and he had children, which means our priesthood was not celibate. And the fact that it came from one family, one man, means that you can't study to become a priest. You can't lobby to be a priest. The Most High made his selection, and he chose Moses' brother.
And it has to come from that lineage as far as the high priests are concerned. Okay? It has to come from that lineage. Praise Yah. Thank you, Cottrell.
Praise Yah.
Now, praise Yah. Hallelujah. Now take Aaron, your brother, Yah says to Moses, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel. Why? That he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron's son, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Four sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for the glory and for the beauty. So you should speak to all. Now, here's what I want you to do. This is for them. But now y'all got some folks out there got skills. So you should speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I fill with the spirit of wisdom. They're going to know what I want because I fill them with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister me as a priest. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they may make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons, that he may minister to me as priest. And here's one of the items, the ephod. The ephod is a sleeveless garment. They should take the gold, blue, purple, scarlet thread, and the fine linen, and they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine woven linen, artistically worked, not doing any kind of mess. It shall have two shoulder straps joined at it at its edges, so it shall be joined together, and be intricately woven band of the ephod, which is on it, shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names to one stone, and six names on the other stone in order of their birth, how they were birthed. With the work, now this guy had to have been a mad engraver to be able to put all these tribal names, these individuals, six on one stone and six on the other. The work of an engraver in stone, like the engraving of a signet. You should engrave the two stones with the names of the son of Israel. You should set them in settings of gold. You should put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as a memorial stone for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Elohim on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make settings of gold. You shall make two chains of pure gold, like a braided cord, like your braided hair, and fasten the braided chains to the settings, the breastplate. You shall make the breastplate of judgment, artistically woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You shall make it of gold, blue, purple, scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. You shall make it. It shall be double into a square. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. It was same that dimension, length and width. You shall put settings of stones in four rows of stones. And Kashmir always mentioned these are precious stones. It's the Most High sees us, and we need to see each other, not like niggers, not like black people, not like Negroes or Negresses, not like whatever horrendous name that you may subscribe to us. Yah sees us as these precious stones, and we need to start viewing each other as these precious stones, as Cartrell so succinctly always allude to. The first row shall be solid.
And now, so.
Yes.
These stones carry vibrations.
Exactly.
The priest could tell which tribe was out of order.
Exactly.
Based on his breastplate of judgment.
Exactly.
And you came before him with an issue, he could tell whether you were lying or whether you're telling the truth.
Yeah, y'all had us wide in, Katria. You ain't lying, my brother.
But they had to be wide into y'all, too. Because some of them went off.
Yeah,
right.
You better believe it. And that's why obedience and humility goes a long way with the Most High. Pride comes.
But imagine engraving names in precious stone. That takes a lot of skill.
Mad skill, my brother. Mad skills. An engraver. Thank you, Gadriel. And the first stone was a sardius. Then a topaz, an emerald. These shall be the first row. The second row shall be turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, jacinth, agate, and amethyst. The fourth row, beryl, onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold settings. The stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, right? Israel 12, according to their names, like the engraving of a signet, each with its own name, they shall be according to the 12 tribes. United we stand, divided we fall. You can't get away from it. You shall make chains for the breastplate. At the end, like a braid, like your braid hair, course of pure gold. And you shall make two rings of gold for the breastplate. Put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Then you shall put the two braided chains of gold and the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the breastplate, two ends of the two braided chains, you shall fasten to the two settings. You shall put them on the shoulder strap of the ephod in the front. You shall make two rings of gold. Put them on the two ends of the breastplate on the edge of it, which is on the inner side of the ephod. And two other rings of gold you shall make and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the ephod toward the front. You don't have to figure out anything. Just do the right thing. Right at the seam above the intricately woven band of the ephod. They shall bind the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod, that garment, using a blue cord so that it is above the intricately woven band of the ephod, this garment, so that the breastplate does not come loose from the ephod, this garment. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel. All of us are important, brothers and sisters. That's what I'm trying to get to you. On the breastplate of judgment over his heart. When he goes into the holy place as a memorial before Yah continually, and you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim. Now, I don't know what this means, but it means an awful lot to the Most High. Maybe Cottrell has some clarification on it, but whatever it is, it means a great deal to the Most High. They shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Elohim. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before Yah continually. Yeah, do you have any additional information over the Urim and the Thummim?
Yes, the Urim means light.
Right.
And the Thummim means perfection.
Okay.
So I think those were spiritual powers within the breastplate.
Exactly.
They try to describe them as stones within the breastplate. But the Urim and the Thummim were like the spiritual powers that were in the breastplate that would let the high priest know if matter was true or false.
Exactly. I could go with that, Kadri. It makes sense. And so here, the high priest would know who's on and who's off. Praise God.
So the word Urim, it means light.
Okay.
And Thummim means perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It's got to
so
be
you
perfect.
Shine a light. And if you don't
perfect
see perfection,
light.
You know something is off. Yeah.
Perfect light, my brother. Perfect light. Y'all ain't playing. Y'all ain't taking nobody that's playing. And you can't play games with y'all. Y'all, that high priest saw right through your game plan. Now, Cottrell and I may not see it. Because we don't have these garments that's wired into the Most High. Certainly, the high priest knew something was amiss when someone came to him. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Cottrell.
Praise God. Yes, sir.
And other priestly garments. You should make the robe of the ephod all of blue. There should be no opening. There should be an opening for his head in the middle of it. It should have a woven binding all around it, stitched around the opening like the opening in a coat of a mail, so that it does not tear. And upon it, him you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around his hem, and bells of gold between them all around. A gold bell, a pomegranate, a gold bell, and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe all around. It shall be upon Aaron when he ministers, and his sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before Yah. And when he comes out, that he may not die. See, if they didn't hear that bell ringing, they know something was amiss. See, they on the outside listening to him. Well, they probably didn't overhear the conversation with the Elohim, but they could hear that bell ringing. They know he was moving about. He was alive. But if perhaps he was a high priest, wasn't doing his priestly duties, they didn't hear that bell ring. So they know it's about time to check him on out of there. They knew he was alive while he was ministering to the Elohim. And so that was very significant and important. Maybe the high priest wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing, so he had to be pulled up out of there. So don't play with y'all people. You shall also make... Go ahead, Katriel.
The high priest had to be on point because he actually met in the holies of holies where the presence of the Most High was.
Exactly.
And everybody couldn't just run up in there, just go walk up in there in any old kind of garb. And he couldn't walk up in any old kind of garb. He had to put all that stuff on before he went in there.
Exactly. And you're right, Katya.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you, brother. And it said, you should make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it this plate like the engraving of a signet. And what must be written on this pure gold? Holiness to Yah. Holiness to Yah. Not no any old messy old tacky old way, okay? You should put it on a blue cord that it may be on the turban. It should be on the front of the turban. It should be on Aaron's forehead or any other high priest that Aaron, may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel hallow in all their holy gifts. It should be on his forehead that they may be accepted before Yah. I didn't say Jesus. Okay? Carefully weave the tunic of fine linen. You should make the turban of fine linen. You should make the sash of woven work for Aaron's sons. You should make tunics. You should make sashes for them. And you should make hats for them. Why? For glory and beauty. So you should put them on Aaron, your brother, on his son, the lineage of priest and high priest. You should anoint them and consecrate them, sanctify them. That word go anointment. See, you people need to know what anointment is. You're going around talking about, I'm anointed and highly blessed. No, you ain't. You may be blessed, but you ain't anointed. There's a processes and protocol and procedure, and that's a special oil for that, a special compound for that. So stop running around, brothers and sisters, talking about you highly anointed. That's not true. Stop lying to yourself and to each other. Study Yah's word first and foremost. See, we think we don't get things magically delicious, like just some lucky charms. This ain't no lucky charm, people, and it ain't magically delicious. This is Yah, and you have to study Yah. Stop lying to yourselves and to one another. That's not going to work for you. You're saying things that's not meant to be said, that's not applied to you in any shape, form, or fashion. This applied to the high priest and the lineage of priesthood that went before the Most High. And the one that specifically went before him is the high priest, which was anointed and consecrated for Yah. We're going to find that out more in detail tomorrow. And he said, you should anoint him. Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
What you just said is so vital because the Most High is very specific. It starts from 40 through 41. Mm-hmm. You shall make tunics for who? Aaron's sons.
Right.
You shall make sashes for them. You shall make headbands for them. For glory and for beauty. And you could like Google in the high priest and the priests, how they look. And I don't think they do a good job. You shall put them on Aaron, your brother, and his son, specific people with him, and shall anoint them. That's the first part. And consecrate them. That's the next part. And sanctify them. Some people say, I'm holy, I'm sanctified, I'm anointed. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And the reason they're going through this anointing, consecration, and sanctification is that they may minister to me where? In the priest's office. So if you anointed, if you sanctified, you consecrated, that means you must be a priest.
Right.
And if you're not a priest, you ain't anointed, you ain't consecrated, and you're not sanctified.
And you certainly ain't magically delicious. Okay? You just coming up with stuff. That's what's wrong with some of us now, Katja. Just coming up stuff off the top of our head. Brothers and sisters, y'all need to stop that. That's not going to work for you. It didn't work for our ancients. Why, for some innate reason, you woke up like Whip Van Winkle? I can do this. I can do that. I can do it whenever I want to do it, how I want to do it, when I want to do it, just because. It does not work that way, people. It's not logical.
You and being a priest is not an easy job.
No, it's not an easy job, Katja.
He had to wear them belts just to make sure he was still alive.
Exactly.
So y'all play with the Most High if y'all want to. But,
exactly.
Most High's not playing games.
No. How serious this job is. How serious the approach to the Most High is. How serious the Most High about obedience. How serious the Most High is about humility is what all this is all about. When you put it in a nutshell, do what I say, what I tell you, how I tell you, and how long I tell you. That's what Yah says in so many words. Not what you want, when you want, how you want, to whosoever you want. It does not work that way, people.
And it also says that, I'm going to go back up a little bit.
Go ahead, brother. By all means.
In 38. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy saints, because he's the high priest, which the children of Israel shall make holy in their holy gifts. So when you bring an offering or a gift to the Most High, you can't just bring it direct and straight to him. You have to go through the priesthood. And it shall always be on his forehead that they may be accepted before Yah. The offering is not accepted unless it goes through the priesthood. Fine linen, you should make a turban, you should make a sash, the work of the embroider. And we ain't got none of that right now.
None of that. So how are they approaching the Most High, saying that they're a high priest? Not only that you don't know who they are, they may have some idea that they're a tribe of Levi, but they don't know if they are from the priestly tribe of Aaron. And how can you go before the Most High without that authorization? How can you go before the Most High without that anointment? How can you go before the Most High without that consecration, excuse me? How can you go before the Most High without being sanctified? How can you go before the Most High with those garments on? You cannot. And who's telling you that? You are lying to yourself and to each other. But stop it, people. Get fundamentally correct with Yah. Thank you, Contrail.
Yes. Like you say, you better not show up in khakis and Levi's.
You better not. you better have some cowbells on, because you're in real big trouble. Now, I don't even think the connection won't even be made. Now, don't go and play with yourself. Go and lie to yourself. Build altars. Consecrate the altars. Make you some garments. Do all that. But you don't know who you are. You may figure you from the tribe of Levi, and I'm not going to doubt you to figure that out. But are you from the priestly tribe of Aaron? If you ain't, don't play with nothing that you don't know what you're doing. That's all I'm telling you. And I ain't lying to you. Finally, it says, you shall anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests. Not you, not any Tom, Dick, or Harry. I wouldn't say that. Not any Reuben, Yehuda, Eschar, another tribe, Dan. Everybody can't go for the Most High. And you shall make for them linen trousers. Why do the Most High want you to wear trousers? To cover that. Y'all don't want to see your naked behind. He don't want to see your buttocks. And you know what Yah says in regards to how they should? They look like short pants from the waist to the from your wrist to your waist. So they look like short pants. You should put
which them, means they wasn't sagging.
No, they wasn't sagging. They were sagging off your buttocks because y'all don't want to see the crack of your behind. They don't want to see any part of your behind. You should make for them linen trousers to cover their neck. Y'all don't want to see your neck about. in the crack of your butt neither. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting. You can't go to Yah any kind of way. If you see that, Yah is specific about your buttocks. You don't think he sees about everything else when you approach him in specification? You better believe it. Or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity as a result of it, and die. Yah said, I'll put a death stroke on them. They come in with their crack of their behind showing, and their buttocks showing. You see how Yah sees about stuff, people? If he sees about somebody's buttocks, don't you think he sees about everything he says in regards to his priest, his priesthood, the garment, the anointment, the sanctification, the anointment, the consecration? You better believe it if you don't believe anything else that I've said tonight. So do you not incur iniquity in that? And then it shall be a statute forever to him and his descendants after him. And that don't mean no any tribe of Yehuda, Reuben, Dan, Asher, Asher, or anyone else. This does not apply to you. Praise God and bless his holy name. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, my brother, and Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you, my sister. Y'all have the mics.
Most High bless you as well.
Thank you, my brother.
But the Most High is very specific. So we know that the sons of Aaron will be priests in the nation of Israel forever. How long is forever?
Ever.
Yes. To him and his offspring after him. So
and they said it's just Jesus from the tribe of Yehuda. No, how did it slip over? If that was true, from Yehuda, the king's tribe, from Levi to a fellow supposedly born to a man named Joseph and a woman named Mary, and Joseph supposed to be from the tribe of Yehuda. But now we just read. Now somebody lying, and it ain't Yah. And you better believe that. Go ahead, Cartrell.
We know in Judaism there is no priesthood.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
They got rabbis, and they wear all black. It just don't sound like anything that priests will wear.
You sure know what it said, my brother. You sure know what it said.
So we got to unveil the lies and bring out the truth. The priests, unlike the Catholic priests, our priests had wives. They had sons and daughters. Their sons became priests. What's going on in the Catholic Church with that celibacy? I don't know, because I don't see it written here in the Old Testament.
I don't either. I don't either. I've never studied that.
In order for Aaron to have sons, he had to have a wife, because he couldn't have him by himself, that's for sure.
You better believe it.
All praise.
All praises. And bless Yah holy name. Because as we said when we started these studies tonight, you got to be true to Yah. And thus you are true to one another. The only way you can be true to yourself and one another, you have to be true to Yah. Bless his holy name. Contrail, Sustavia.
I don't want to be the dead horse, but the horse is dead.
Can I kick the dead horse?
All right. Might bring it back to life.
Okay, bro. All right. We're moving on to the last segment of study. Sister Abby, would you do me the honors of tell me where we're at?
Oh, I'm 49.
49? Okay.
Yes,
well, I'm 49. Thank you, dear sister. And I'm going to further do some honors for Cartrell. I'm going to introduce this chapter he's going to be studying on. And it said, and that's what we've basically been studying about, Cartrell, why people do what they want to do, when they want to do, and how they want to do it. And they're confident in it. But this said, the confidence of the foolish. Let me repeat it. The confidence of the foolish. One last time.
Mm-hmm.
The confidence of the foolish. And who wrote this beautiful song? It was sent to the chief musician, the song of the sons of Korah. And we know about them. They weren't confident in being foolishly following their father when their father went against Moses and found himself on the wrong end of the deal. They said, no, daddy, you want to be a fool, but we ain't got to be a fool with you. And they chose Yah. They were true to Yah. Like we ask all y'all to be true to Yah. And you'll be true to yourself and one another. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, you have the study session.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. And we're talking about the sons of Korah here. I guess they was the first Jackson 5 back in the day. But,
that's true. They were belting them out, wasn't it, brother? They were belting them out.
Oh, yeah. In the same vein as King David.
Mm-hmm.
Because confidence of fools, that's what you said, confidence of fools?
Confidence of the foolish.
There's a lot of that going around.
You better believe
it.
You better believe it.
All praise to the Holy One Yisrael for our King, King David, and the sons of Korah, who definitely followed in his path. And we're going to see what their focus is, because they touch on some things that King David touched on. All praise.
All praises.
All praises.
And this song, this message to all the people. They say, hear this, all you people. Listen, all you inhabitants of the world. Saying just for the nation of Israel. Everybody on planet Earth should know this song. Both low and high. Rich and poor together. Everybody needs to know this song, don't they?
Exactly.
My mouth will speak mm-hmm. words of wisdom. Because everybody on the planet needs wisdom. And my heart will utter understanding. You think the world needs wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Yamso?
Yes, sir, Rebar.
Yeah, well, this song should help them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I will incline my ear to a proverb. He must have been studying King Solomon.
Exactly.
I will solve my riddle on the harp. He must have been following King David at that
mm-hmm.
harp. Why should I fear the days of evil when iniquity at my heels surrounds me? Sounds like where we at right now, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those who trust in their wealth, and there's a lot of that going around,
mm-hmm.
and boast of the multitude of their riches, got a lot of that going around. None of them can by any means redeem his brother. Yeah, so Jay-Z can't save you, P. Diddy can't save you, Oprah can't save you.
LeBron James can't save you. Big Shaq can't save you, even though he got a TV movie, Shazam or whatever you had going on. He can't save you
mm-hmm.
neither.
as rich as universal white racist supremacists are, they can't save us neither.
Hallelujah.
Nor can they give Elohim a ransom for him. Can anybody pay Yah to save us?
Mm-mm.
For the redemption of their life is costly. Oh, yeah. No payment is ever enough that he should live forever. Is he talking about living forever?
Hmm.
That he should not see corruption. For he sees that wise men die, likewise the fool, and the senseless perish and leave their wealth to others. That's what really happens, right?
Exactly.
Because when you go to the grave, you ain't taking it with you, are you?
No, you're not.
Okay.
But their inward thought, they think, is that their house will endure forever. That's the universal white racist supremacy.
You
and their dwelling
believe.
Places to all generations. That's why you see futuristic music, movies, and they always got the brother getting killed first in these futuristic movies. you also another brother or sister in a movie after that.
Well, you sure know what to say, my brother. You sure know what to say. Praise God.
They think that their houses will endure forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They talk about going to Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and beyond, a place
mm-hmm.
where no man has dwelt before. But I don't
mm-hmm.
think so. Mm-hmm. They named their lands after themselves. Yeah, America, Africa, Europe. They even named the people that they kidnapped, right?
Well, to be more specific in that regard, Scott, when they came in, they called them Indians because they thought they were in India. And that name
And it stuck, didn't it?
No. They didn't see them as Choctaw, Shawnees, Shoshone, Apache.
Mohawk, Cheyenne, Blackfoot, Seminole, Apache.
They call them Indians. Some of you foolishly still call them a misnomer. They're not Indians. These are tribes of nations. Praise God. But you still call them because you like what Master said. Master said, they Indians, boy. Why they Indians? Because I said so. Go ahead, Godfrey.
They name their lands after themselves. And they got a famous song, don't they? This land is your land. This land is my land. Arizona to New York Island.
Gotcha. You hitting on all eight syllables, brother. Praise God.
But, I mean, these brothers, the sons of Korah, they were saying some things, wasn't they?
Man, deep. Deep.
And guess what they saw? He says he is like an animal that perishes. But I thought everybody dies. Watch this. This is the destiny of those who are foolish and of those who approve their sayings. Oh, you agree with everybody they say? You agree with the fools out here saying? The fools that don't know Yah, that don't have wisdom, that don't have knowledge or understanding. They are appointed as flock for Sheol. Counselor, where is Sheol? Do we know where Sheol is?
Yes, a place you don't want to go.
Oh, yeah. That shall be their shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
The upright, on the other hand, shall have dominion over them in the morning. Their beauty, talking about the foolish, shall decay in Sheol, far from their mansion. All these rich people who are bragging right now. But Elohim will redeem my soul. He'll redeem what? My soul from the power of Sheol. That's the goal, right? They're talking about the same thing King David's talking about, but they're spelling it out in detail. Do you want Yah to redeem your soul from Sheol?
You certainly do, Katya. You certainly do.
Then you got to follow his instruction while you live it.
You have to be obedient.
Your object is to preserve your soul. Unfortunately, if you walk the path of foolishness, then you're going to wind up in Sheol.
Point blank.
So the sons of Korah saying, even though they're not here right now, they're saying, Yah is going to redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. That's what you want. The Most High to redeem your soul. Don't be afraid when a man is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Oprah, P. Diddy, LBJ. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory won't descend after him.
Dwayne Wade.
Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, or they live in large. And men praise you when you do well for yourself. Oh, yeah. He shall go into the generation of his fathers. They shall never see the light. What light? A man who has riches without understanding is like the animals that perish. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
We definitely want to be the animals that perish. And we definitely, the rich that can't see this. But you think rich people understand this message right here, this song right here by the sons of Korah? Or you think they would just brush it off?
They brush it off.
I think they would too.
That'd be one.
I ain't brushing it off at all.
Neither am I, my brother. I take it quite seriously.
Yes.
And so should all of us take it quite seriously. You can't just brush y'all off and think you got money in your pocket. You got a new car every year. You got a little college education. You was in some fraternity or whatever they call them. You got a little money in the bank. You got a little property. That's going to mean anything to the LOM. You can't buy yourself. You can't wrestle your soul from the LOM. How foolhardy is that? You have to be humble, and you have to follow Yah's instructions. That will get your soul redeemed. Nothing else. Nothing will. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. We tell you the truth because we tell you the truth because we love Yah. And as a result, we love you. We want you to know the truth. We want you to know about your enemies, how they think, who they are, and how they perceive you to be. Like Katria was right. They'll take your name, they'll rename it. They'll take you and rename you. And some of you go right along with it because Yumsuf and Cottrell and Sister Abby, I can't tell you nothing. But Massa, Universal White Race Supremacy, can tell you everything. You know what you say about us? Oh, them niggas just crazy. Them niggas, them old niggas just crazy. They don't know nothing. Massa didn't tell us that, so you know it. Massa gave us Jesus, 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 because they love. Come on. Y'all need to stop lying to yourself and one another. Massa don't love you. Never have loved you and never will. You need to learn to love Yah, learn to love each other, learn to cry out to the Most High about the mistakes our ancient made, learn to cry out to the Most High about the mistakes we continue to make, learn to unite together, gather ourselves together, and learn to do what we can, when we can, or how we can for one another while we're waiting on the Most High. We got work, people. Let's put in the work. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Cartrell, Sister Abia, what say you in closing remarks?
Everything's been said that needed to be said. So I'm just going to say, if you're not connected to Yah, get connected and obey Him, praise Him at all the time. Never give up, especially if you want to be here want that forever and ever. You got to have Yah. So,
shalom
and good night,
too. Thank you. You said a mouthful.
All praises. And that message wasn't just to the nation of Israel or Israelites. Song starts out. Here it is. All you people, listen, all you inhabitants of the world. So I hope that the world is paying attention. Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un. Y'all can change your ways, too. And
exactly.
Get in line with Yah. So I'm hoping that the 5,000 that's on the line would meditate on this song once again, because it's critical. Living now in this world, people looking for riches and getting, you know, approval from other people, buying big mansions and things of that nature, and y'all saying that stuff don't count. So
exactly.
To get in line with the mission. Yes, sir.
I'm happy to inform you and the fellow students, the number is increasing exponentially. The numbers are 5,217 and still rising. Praise Yah.
All praise.
Praise Yah.
To all those out there, hit that website. Y'all will gather at us and show your love and support. Because we're trying to give glory and praise to the Most High. Love you. Shalom and good night.
Yep. We love y'all now. Shalom and good night. And be obedient and be humble to the Most High. Pride comes before a fall. And enjoy this lovely song because it's true. You got to be true to yourself. And by virtue of that, you have to be true to the Most High. And by virtue of that, you're true to yourself and one another. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Come a long way since yesterday. I've said. to be. You know what you got to do.
Got to be true to
myself. Everyone wants to know.